Live from Studio G in the heart of a snowy farm today.
Yeah.
Snowy here in the heartland. Yeah, you got that right. I'm fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, telling you the truth ruthlessly and brutally honest. That's what I'm going to do every day. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, bracket time, boys and girls. Michigan State's going to play Mississippi State, by the way. Mississippi State, pretty tough basketball team, so no cakewalk there. Number two, Goshen is suing the township there, trying to put their battery plant in. Chuck Phelan says it's too bad it came to this. Yeah, we feel the same way, Chuck. And number three, I do want to talk about this. Number three, because I think it's really important. I wanted to dig deeper into this whole Google has interfered with elections 41 times in the last 16 years, according to the Media Research Center. All right? Important thing. Really important, in fact. Google being involved with always diminishing candidates that were not far left is what it says here. MRC researchers found that 41 times Google interfered with elections. Its impact has surged dramatically, making it ever more harmful to democracy. In every single case, Google harmed the candidates, regardless of party, who threatened its left-wing candidate of choice. That, according to Dan Schneider, MRC's Free Speech America vice president. From the mouths of Google executives, the tech giant let slip what was never meant to be made public. It was never meant to be made public. That Google uses its great strength and resources to reach to advance its leftist values. Google's outsized influence on information technology, the body politic, and American elections became evident in 2008. In 2008, after failing to prevent then-candidate for President Donald Trump from being inaugurated following the 2016 election, Google has since made clear that any discerning observer that it has been and will continue interfering in America's elections, said MRC. Google pushed back, insisting it has a clear business incentive to keep both sides happy and safeguard and ensure non-biased and accurate search results. That's crap. MRC Free Speech America, division of the Conservative Media Research Center, believes the most recent example was recorded after Google artificial intelligence Gemini refused to answer questions damaging to Joe Biden. The group's research found that from 2008 to February 2024, Google utilized its power to help push the electoral victory of the most liberal candidates, regardless of party, while targeting their opponents for censorship. Examples include appearing to favor Barack Obama over John McCain in 2008, favoring Obama over Mitt Romney in 2012, refusing to correct a Google bomb that smeared then-leading GOP primary candidate for President Rick Santorum, using his algorithm to exclude autofill results that were potentially damaging to Hillary Clinton in 2016, not doing the same for then-candidates Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders. Working with partners to help likely pro-Clinton Latino voters go to the polls that same year. Other examples, I mean, this just goes on. Other examples include disabling Tulsi Gabbard's ads account. Totally destroying Tulsi Gabbard's ads account just as she became the most searched candidate following the first Democratic primary debate in 2020. Suppressing news critical of Joe Biden, of course, over and over again. Concealing most Republican campaign websites for the 12 competitive Senate races in 2022. Listen to that. Concealing, blocking access to the websites of Republican candidates in 12 competitive Senate races in 2022. And aiding Biden already in 2024 by burying in its search results the campaign websites of every one of his significant opponents. Yeah. Other examples. Utilizing the many tools in its arsenal, Google aided those who most closely aligned with its leftist values from election cycle to election cycle as far back as 2008. Meanwhile, it targeted for censorship the candidates that posed the biggest threats to them. Google says this. There is absolutely nothing new here. Just a recycled list of baseless, inaccurate complaints that have been debunked by third parties and many that failed in courts. Politicians on the left have a long history of making similar claims, too. No, they don't. No, they don't. We have a clear business incentive to keep everyone using our products, so we have no desire to make them biased or inaccurate. Really? Then how did that Gemini AI program come out and, you know, not say anything bad about Joe Biden? And when asked about pictures of white people, you were given a lecture from Google about white supremacy and racism. How is that possible? They're liars. Yes, they're biased to the left. Yes, they're pro-socialist. Yes, they're pro-activist and not for American values. They're pro-transgender. They're pro-everything that maybe you're not. The conservative watchdog feels like Speaker Mike Johnson should direct relevant committees and committee chairs to investigate Google for abridging people's constitutional rights by coordinating with government to violate the freedom of speech. And there it is again, coordinating with government. You know, the biggest scandal of the last, maybe ever, was the Biden administration and Democrats coordinating directly with social media companies to silence and censor their opponents and their critics. They had backdoor access to say, hey, get rid of this, don't publish that, change this, silence them, throw them off of Twitter, so on and so forth. This happened over and over again, silencing people, deplatforming people. Yeah. Canceling people. From our research, alternatives appear to produce better, less biased results. No organization has more control over information than Google, and they have repeatedly used that power to manipulate the public to vote for the most left-wing candidates in every major election since 2008. It's un-American to attempt to manipulate elections this way. It's time Congress acts to shut down this massive election interference scheme, said the man in charge of MRC, Brent Bozell. You make of it what you want, but I don't think there's any question here that social media and these people interfere every day. Google interferes every day. It has a bias that's, well, pretty darn obvious. By the way, I was wrong earlier with my Patriot Supply. You can save $200 per kit right now. $200 you can save per kit. Not 60, 200 if you order right now. 3-month emergency food kits packed with ready hour foods from My Patriot Supply. And when you order today, you can save $200 per kit. How do you do that? You go to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com, and you will save $200 a kit. I mean, I don't know how they do this. If you order by 3 o'clock today, it ships today. Any day you order before 3 o'clock, it ships the same day. It'll arrive in unmarked boxes, I know, because I've ordered mine. And it just arrived in unmarked boxes. It's remarkable. These kits are fabulous. You don't want to get caught unprepared, so you go to preparewithgruber.com. Save $200 per kit today. 2,000 calories every day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging. They last up to 25 years in storage. Listen, I want you to be prepared because that's where we need to be right now, prepared. Don't get caught wondering, well, gosh, I should have done this, I should have done that. Don't do that. Preparewithgruber.com. Get ready right now. Save $200 per kit. What are you waiting for? Time to get ready for whatever happens. Let's see here. When I come back, State Representative Sarah Leitner from Michigan will join me. Don't go. I'll be here to talk to her.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
Home sweet home, right? You've spent a lot more time there in the last 3 years, and you may even work from home now. You check smoke detectors, furnace filters, and for carbon monoxide. Have you checked your radon levels? Radon is the leading cause of lung cancer behind smoking. Radon is an odorless radioactive gas present in all homes, and no family should be at risk when you can reduce your radon exposure. Test now, test regularly. Learn where to get a test kit at michigan.gov/radon. Sponsored by Eagle and MAB.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.